Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani, member by Ram Goldar, and today Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Zayin, the seventh parak, Arba Misos. The Zichu Masechta Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe ben Yamin ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, HaMesis Zehediot, an instigator to idolatry, this refers to a common person. The HaMesis Ezehediot, and it refers to one who instigates a common person to idolatry. The Gemara initially understands these phrases to exclude a Navi, who is Macy's others, and one who is Macy's a city, respectively, from Skila. However, Rapapa ultimately explains that a Macy's is called a Hediot, a foolish simpleton regarding the law of Hachmana, witnesses lying in wait, which falls in the Mishnah. His life is treated lightly and does not require Hasra, as opposed to all other capital punishments. If the Macy's only spoke to one person, and another witness is needed, he can tell the Macy's there are others who also want to hear his words. If the Macy's is afraid to speak before multiple people, we hide witnesses behind a wall and the first person persuades the Macy's to repeat his words, and if he does not retract, the Adim can bring him to Basin and stone him. Abraisa says that a light is lit for him in an inner room, so the witnesses can see and hear him from the outer room but remain unseen. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan said, Lama nikra shman kshafim? Why are the powers of sorcery called kshafim? Shemachishim pamali shamala ain od movado, because they contradict the heavenly region, meaning they can kill someone who is decreed to live. Bechinina said that the pasuk ain od movado, there's none beside him, means afil advar kshafim, even regarding the matter of sorcery, and they cannot do harm to someone if it was not decreed upon him. A woman once attempted to take dust from under Rabbi Chanina's feet to perform sorcery against him. He told her, if you're successful, go and do your sorcery. The Torah says, Ein od milvado, and you cannot harm me if a Kodesh Baruch Hu desires me, and if you do harm me, it's from him, and I accept it. The Gemara asked that Rabbi Yochanan said the term kshafim connotes that sorcery can contradict the pamalia shamala. It answers Rabbi Chanina is different than Navi Shchusei, for his merit was great and was given special protection. And point number three, after the Egyptian sorcerers failed to duplicate the plague of Kinim lice, they told Paro, Etzbe el Akim, this is the finger of Hashem. Melazar said, Mikan she'en ashed yachu libros bria pachos makasora. From here we see that a demon cannot create a creature smaller than a barley corn. Rapapa swore that they cannot even create a creature as large as a camel. Rather, they're able to summon large creatures from elsewhere, but small creatures do not gather to them since they cannot travel great distances. Regarding the plague of Tzvardeya, the Pasuk says, Batal Tzvardeya utkas es Eretz Mitzrayim, and the frog, singular, ascended and covered the land of Egypt. When Melazar said, Tzvardeya achas haisa, it was a single frog, Yishritzu mila kol Eretz Mitzrayim, and it spawned many frogs, and they filled the land of Egypt. This interpretation was also said by Rabbi Akiva, but Melazar ben Azari said to him, Akiva, Malucha etzel Haggadah, Akiva, what do you have to do with Haggadah? Stop these discussions and go to the difficult subjects of Nagaim and Olos. Rather, there was a single frog, Sharkalahem Behembau, and it croaked to the others, and they came to Mitzrayim. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, HaMesis Zehediot, an instigator to idolatry, this refers to a common person. The HaMesis Ezehediot, and it refers to one who instigates a common person to idolatry. The Gemara initially understands these phrases to exclude a Navi, who is Macy's others, and one who is Macy's a city, respectively, from Skila. However, Rapapa ultimately explains that a Macy's is called a Hediot, a foolish simpleton regarding the law of Hachmana, witnesses lying in wait, which falls in the Mishnah. His life is treated lightly and does not require Hasra, as opposed to all other capital punishments. If the Macy's only spoke to one person, and another witness is needed, he can tell the Macy's there are others who also want to hear his words. If the Macy's is afraid to speak before multiple people, we hide witnesses behind a wall, and the first person persuades the Macy's to repeat his words, and if he does not retract, the Adim can bring him to Basin and stone him. Abraisa says that a light is lit for him in an inner room, so the witnesses can see and hear him from the outer room, but remain unseen. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan said, Lama nikra shman kshafim? Why are the powers of sorcery called kshafim? Shemachishim pamali shamala ain od movado, because they contradict the heavenly region, meaning they can kill someone who is decreed to live. Bechinina said that the pasuk ain od milvado, there's none beside him, means afil advar kshafim, even regarding the matter of sorcery, and they cannot do harm to someone if it was not decreed upon him. A woman once attempted to take dust from under Rabbi Chanina's feet to perform sorcery against him. He told her, if you're successful, go and do your sorcery. The Torah says, Ein od milvado, and you cannot harm me if a Kodesh Baruch Hu desires me, and if you do harm me, it's from him, and I accept it. The Gemara asked that Rabbi Yochanan said the term kshafim connotes that sorcery can contradict the pamalia shamala. It answers Rabbi Hanina is different than Nafish Schusei, for his merit was great and was given special protection. And point number three, after the Egyptian sorcerers failed to duplicate the plague of Kinim lice, they told Paro, Etzbe Elohim, this is the finger of Hashem. Melazar said, Mikan she'en ashed yachu libros bria pachos makasaora. From here we see that a demon cannot create a creature smaller than a barley corn. Rapapa swore that they cannot even create a creature as large as a camel. Rather, they're able to summon large creatures from elsewhere, but small creatures do not gather to them since they cannot travel great distances. Regarding the plague of Tzvardea, the Pasuk says, Batal Tzvardea utkas es Eretz Mitzrayim, and the frog, singular, ascended and covered the land of Egypt. When Melazar said, Tzvardea achas haisa, it was a single frog, Yishritzu mila kol Eretz Mitzrayim, and it spawned many frogs and they filled the land of Egypt. This interpretation was also said by Rabbi Akiva. But Melazar ben Azari said to him, Akiva, Malucha eitzel Haggadah. Akiva, what do you have to do with Haggadah? Kaleh medabrosech v'lech eitzel negayim ma'olos. Stop these discussions and go to the difficult subjects of negayim and olos. Rather, there was a single frog, sharkalehem behem bo, and it croaked to the others, and they came to Mitzrayim. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Samach Zayin, and this Siman was suggested to us by Richard Berry from Passaic, New Jersey, as well as by Sean Fried from Woodmere, New York. They both suggested that Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue, a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The witnesses hiding behind the sizzling barbecue to entrap the Macy's saw Makshefa trying to get dirt under a great rabbi's feet being told, Einod Milvado. And her husband, the sorcerer who was failing to produce lice magically to ruin the salad, unaware of the giant frog coming down the path. Once again, in slow motion. The witness is hiding behind the sizzling barbecue. Sizzling barbecue? That must be run duff. Samach Zayin. The witness is hiding behind the sizzling barbecue to entrap the Macy's, which reminds us the Gemara brings all the exceptions to the law when it comes to a Macy's, including that one can hide witnesses in order to entrap him. So the witness is hiding behind the sizzling barbecue to entrap the Macy's, saw Makshefa trying to get dirt under a great rabbi's feet being told, Einod Milvado, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the question whether a Kishuv can go against the Kodesh Baruch Hu's will and brings the incident where a woman once attempted to take dust from under Rabbi Hanina's feet to perform sorcery against him. He told her, if you're successful, go and do your sorcery. The Torah says, Einod Milvado, and you cannot harm me if Hashem desires me. If you do harm me, it's from him, and I accept it. So the witness is hiding behind the sizzling barbecue to entrap the Macy's, saw Makshefa trying to get dirt under a great rabbi's feet being told, Einod Milvado, and her husband, the sorcerer, who is failing to produce lice magically to ruin the salad, unaware of the giant frog coming down the path. Which reminds us, Gemara discusses the Chartumim's inability to duplicate Kinim and what exactly happened with the single Tzvardea in Mitzrayim. So once again, the witness is hiding behind the sizzling barbecue to entrap the Macy's, saw Makshefa trying to get dirt under a great rabbi's feet being told, Einod Milvado, and her husband, the sorcerer, who was failing to produce lice magically to ruin the salad, unaware of the giant frog coming down the path. All right, so now it's time for our four Blabach Hazara. Dav Samach Gimel. So the Siman Dav Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The boy on the segue, that must be one Dav Samach Gimel. The boy on the segue who jumped over a golden calf with the word halucha on his shirt, which reminds us, when the Jews were worshipping the eagle, they said, these are your gods Yisrael, asher halucha me'eretz Mitzrayim, who brought you up from Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yochanan said, imale vav sheba halucha, were it not for the vav in the phrase who brought you up, which made a plural, nitchayvu rishem she Yisrael kliya, the wicked among Yisrael would have been liable to destruction. Their usage of the plural indicated they did not deny Hashem as a divine power, but joined him together with their worship of the eagle. So, the boy in the segue who jumped over a golden calf with the word halucha on his shirt heard his friends call out to meet him by the Avodah Zor, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Samach Amud Beis taught that one who vows or swears in an idol's name transgresses a love. This love is sourced in a brisa, v'shem elohim achirim v'tazkiru, the name of foreign gods you should not mention, teaches that one may not tell his friend, wait for me next to the idol of so-and-so. So the boy on the segue who jumped over a golden calf with the word halucha on his shirt heard his friends call it to meet him by the Avodah Zorah. Not that they believed in it, but so they could marry their family members publicly. Which reminds us, Rav said, Yod Yisrael ba'Avodah Zorah she'ein ba'mamish. The Jews knew there was no substance in idolatry. B'lavdu Avodah Zorah elahatu lehem arayis b'farhesia. And they only served idolatry to permit public immorality to themselves, which they did desire, reasoning they would not be rebuked for arayis if they rejected the entire yoke of Torah. Daf Samach Dalet. So the Siman Daf Samach Dalet is sewed a secret, and we use a secret agent. So here goes. A group of secret agents. That must be one Daf Samach Dalet. Sewed. as a group of secret agents were busy trapping the Yetzirah for Avodah Zorah in a lead cauldron, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses how the Anshei Knesset Gadol got rid of the Yetzirah for Avodah Zorah, but came to realize that doing the same for the Yetzirah for Arias wasn't viable. So as a group of secret agents were busy trapping the Yetzirah for Avodah Zorah in a lead cauldron, one secret agent discovered that Moloch was not considered an Avodah Zorah when he spotted a person still offering a child to an idol who wasn't chayv, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph listed Avodah Zorah and Moloch separately as sins subject to skila. Rabbi Avin infers that this Tana holds Moloch love Avodah Zorah. Moloch is not a form of idolatry. Therefore, if one serves Moloch with a standard act of idolatry, such as sacrificing an offering, he's not liable in contrast to any Avodah Zorah. And if he offers his child, meaning as a service of Moloch, to another idol, he's not chayv. So, as a group of secret agents were busy trapping the Yetzirah for Avodah Zorah in a lead cauldron, one secret agent discovered that Moloch was not considered an Avodah Zorah when he spotted a person still offering a child to an idol who wasn't chayev, and learned how it was done when he saw another father leaping over a fire pit with his child, as if it was Purim, which reminds us, the Gemara discussed the description of the Moloch service. Rav Yehuda said, he's not chayev unless he passes a child through in the standard way of passing through. Abai explains that the standard manner is a column of bricks in the center with fire on either side, and the child is passed over the bricks without burning him. Rava says it's like the leaping of Purim. The person carrying the child leaps over a fire pit, similar to a practice done by children on Purim. Abraisa supports Rava's position. Daf Samach Hei. So the Siman Daf Samach Hei is says sheep, and we often use a shepherd for the Siman. So here goes. The shepherd, shepherd, that must be more Daf Samach Hei, says sheep. The shepherd with the Yedoni bone speaking through his mouth, Beshogeg, which did not require him to bring one of his sheep as a carbon, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if there is a carbon for Yedoni according to Rabbi Akiva, who obligates a carbon without a Maisa. The Gemara distinguishes between a Magadif, where at least there's the moving of the lips, whereas by Yedoni, it's only the bone speaking. So the shepherd with the Yedoni bone speaking through his mouth, Beshogeg, which did not require him to bring one of his sheep as a carbon, while bowing down to the sheep of Avodah Zorah Beshogeg, which did require his bringing a carbon, which reminds us, Abraisa states that a carbon for Avodah Zorah requires a Maisa, and gives Hishtachava, bowing down as an example. Rish Lakish says this falls Rabbi Akiva, who obligates a carbon without a Maisa, but requires a minor action, as Rish Lakish said before, but bowing would not obligate a carbon according to the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees that bending one's height is considered an action even according to the Rabbanan. So the shepherd with the Yedoni bone speaking through his mouth, Beshogeg, which did not require him to bring one of his sheep as a carbon, while bowing down to the sheep of Avodah Zorah Beshogeg, which did require his bringing a carbon, woke up the starving man sleeping in a cemetery who was trying to get a Ruach Tumah to rest upon him. Which reminds us, a Braisa defines a Dorish El Hamesim, one who seeks out the dead, as one who starves himself and sleeps in the cemetery, so a Ruach Tumah, a spirit of impurity, rests upon him. When Rabbi Akiva would reach this pasuk, he would cry that if one can succeed in bringing a ruach tumah onto himself through starving himself, hamariv atzmo kedei shetishra lav ruach tahara, then one who starves himself so that a spirit of tahara rests upon him, all the more so should succeed. Avol ma'aseh, but what shall I do that our sins have caused our failure? Daf samach vav. So the simmer daf samach vav relates to sewing, and we use a tailor for the simmon. So here goes. The tailor, tailor, that must be more on daf samach vav. So. The tailor who pricked his finger with a needle as he sewed a label with a warning not to curse one's parents since he couldn't find the azhara, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the azhara for cursing a parent and whether it can be learned out from the explicit prohibitions not to curse a judge, a nasi, or a cheresh. So the tailor who pricked his finger with a needle as he sewed a label with a warning not to curse one's parents since he couldn't find the azhara had his katana marasa daughter, who wasn't executed for adultery, bring him a band-aid, which reminds us there's machlokes of adultery with a katana marasa is subject to skila. Rav says this Mishnah reflects the review of Rabbi Meir, who holds skila only applies to adultery with a nara, but the Chacham say about the phrase nara marasa that afil katana b'mashma, even a minor is implied, and only a bogeris, the stage after narus, is excluded. Rav Achim Adifti asks Ravina that perhaps the Mishnah only means to exclude a bogeris and reflects Rabban's view. Ravina responded that if so, the Mishnah would have said one is only liable al na'ara for relations with a na'ara, since it states one is not liable aj tehe na'ara, which means until she is a na'ara, it means to also exclude a katana. So the tailor who pricked his finger with a needle as he sewed a label with a warning not to curse one's parents, since he couldn't find the azhara, had his katana marasa daughter, who wasn't executed for adultery, bring him a band-aid, while her adulterer got chenek outside with a long white scarf he had sewn, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if an adulterer with a katana receives chenek or is exempt, according to Rav Meir. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which depth do you discuss if there is a carbon for Yodonia, according to Rabbi Akiva, who obligates a carbon without a Misa? That's on Daf Samach Hey. Good. Number two, which depth do you discuss why the powers of sorcery are called Kishuf and whether they can go against the Kodesh Baruch Hu's will? That's on Daf Samach Zayin. Good. Number three, which depth do you learn that an Ovid Avodah Zorah is only chai for one Chatas for multiple services? That's on Daf Samach Beis. Good. Number four, which stuff do you discuss whether a Katana Morasa also gets Skila? That's on Daf Samach Vav. Good. Number five, which stuff do you have a Machlokas if Moloch is a form of Avodah Zarah? That's on Daf Samach Dod. Good. Number six, which stuff do you discuss what the din is in a case where someone instigates others to worship him and the people respond yes? That's on Daf Samachov. Good. Number seven, which daf do you discuss the Khartoumim's inability to duplicate Kinim? And we also discuss the single Tzfardeya in Mitzrayim. That's on daf Samach Zayin. Good. Number eight, which daf do you discuss whether Havara, kindling, is Lelav Yatza or Lechalik Yatza? That's on daf Samach Beis. Good. Number nine, which daf do you learn that one can hide witnesses in order to entrap a Macy's? That's on daf Samach Zayin. Good. Number 10, which stuff do you discuss mentioning or causing mention of names of Avodah Zorah? That's on Daf Samach Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.